ובעל אינוי הוא ובנוי וחסנה. זאת גמר. בנוי, the son of your husband, your mother's husband, היינו אוכל, that's your brother.
Well, it doesn't mean that it came from his mother.
Okay.
It could be from someone else.
That's your mother. That's your brother. Your mother's son is your brother. It means your mother was married to someone else, and she had a son over there. So now it's your stepson, your stepbrother, not related to you at all. So what does it mean, achi ach? Your brother's brother. What does it mean, your brother's brother? So Rashi explains, ben sheyesh labal imay miisha achayes pasalei, neshu achi achiv, which means that he's your brother's brother, which means they had a son together. So you're born from your father and your mother. Your mother is now this. Your father is gone. Your mother remarried. Your mother had a child from her first marriage. And she had a child together with your father. So now you share that brother. He's your brother. The middle one is your brother and this guy's brother.
So according to this, if his mother didn't have another son, it would be mutter.
You got that? There's a parent that has a child. Okay, Reuven. Now, the mother came in to this father with another child. You're not related to that one. That's a stepbrother. But they had a child together. So Mamela. There's someone in between that's connecting you to that one. Which means if there's only two kids in this family, you and this stepson, there's no relation at all. Right? Because no shackles. Your mother had someone from someone else, no problem. Well, there's one child, there's a third one here, that's a half brother to me and a half brother to this guy.
There was a third marriage?
How's
the third? Where is the third? Where did he come from?
It's a marriage.
Your mother had with your father another son.
Right, your mother had with your father another son. Right. Not with your father.
That's your brother.
Half brother.
Your mother.
Is it half brother? Your mother.
My mother and my father had a kid. That's
no,
my
your mother. Your mother had. A, your mother got the second husband had a kid.
Right. Your mother had a kid so with the second husband.
She had three husbands already now. She came into this marriage with someone.
No. Let's say she didn't come into this marriage with someone. There's no brother here. She maybe afterward. Let's start like this.
Well, like I said, she was married previously. She had a son. So she had three husbands.
So you don't need three husbands for this. If let's say. Your mother, in many cases are like this. Your father, let's go. Your father was married to your mother. Your mother was nifta. Yeah? Your father remarried a woman that came in with kids. And now your father is married to this woman and they have kids together. So there's a half brother,
stepbrother,
and a stepbrother. So you half brother and a stepbrother.
But there's
a half brother makes the yachas.
But Shimon's saying that the mother is coming with other kids. Must have married somebody else also. So she had.
That's the case.
Right.
That's what this is.
That's one.
And then there's two. She married your father. But he's asked. If we're saying it's your mother, and she married your father, so
is there any yachas between the stepmother?
Hey, it's the half brother that.
Right. That's connected.
Before she has any kids with the step with the new second husband. Before she had any kids with the second husband. Is there any yacht between her and her new stepson? Could stepson say Aedis on her? There's no shaykh
for
her either.
So that's the case. So that's why we're telling you that even that is possible. So we're saying the Yadrima says it's only in a case where there is a half brother in between to connect us. If there's no half brother, the mother's other child, it's just a step without any relation, that won't be anything.
Because there's no Yerusha, that there'll be no Kedusha.
Right. If Chizda, Achshe, Ba'achi, Ach. If Chizda says, no, there's no problem to say this on a stepbrother. Amulei, Leishmiel, Lachad, Rabbi Yemi. Is it that you didn't hear Rabbi Yemi? Amalo, Leishmiel, Kalayma. I heard about it. Leishmiel, I don't hold it. If so, that's your brother. Right? That means if he didn't, if he acid again. Rabbi Yemi is the one that answered the what's the chiddush in the Mishnah. We know a brother is not allowed to say this. He's talking about a stepbrother. Rav Chisda said, no, stepbrother's mutter. If so, what's the issa, what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? Right, the original questions are you're talking about a half brother from a father and a half brother from a mother.
One is kosher, one is
they're both possible.
They're both possible, but the chiddush is the Mishnah. We need to tell you also about that. Amr Rav Chisda, Avi Chasam, Avi Chala, Kala, Me'idin Zeh Al Zeh. Right? Your father, which is your father-in-law, the latter say Eidus. As much as they love each other, but the latter say Eidus. L'damu la'adadi, it's only similar. Eloki Ochla L'dana. Interesting, Marshall. It's like the cover of a bottle. The cover has nothing to do with the bottle. Magupa to the chavis. Now she says, Magupa shenadam al chavis. It's not made, some Rishonim learned that it's a different cap to this bottle, or even if it's the same cap, but the cap is one thing and the bottle is another thing. It's not made of the same.
But then Lagaya Beidus, because there could be Yerusha. Because when they die.
Your father, you're Shvel, you have a Shvel? Yeah. Say what?
Yeah.
You're sharing sons. So that
was. Why did you not blood?
No, it's. You mean rather. Right. You mean your father in law. No, your father, your wife, is like a daughter to your father. So now her father is also related to you?
They share a grandson. If the Kalan Chassan have a kid, they share a grandson.
Right. Are you asking? Yeah, he's asking. I mean, you don't even. Rabbi Mazel's tiny stamazel, the mice, you share grandchildren.
And the Gaya be Yerusha, because if one dies.
Who dies?
If the father in law dies, then the daughter to Gashin, if she has no brothers. So it's Nagaya. In other words, the son of.
His daughter, the guy who died's daughter?
No. If either of the mechutanim die and they don't have no other kids, then the kids yashin. So the mechutanim
that's pretty smart. They're not yashin. The kids are yashin.
Why? The kids are yashin. So they're gay. They want the mechutanim to be rich.
So it has to be that it's not like today's day that you call your father-in-law tati and your mother-in-law mommy.
It's worse today. If they're supporting them in Kylo, so they want the father-in-law to be rich so that he has the money to support him in Kylo.
Oh, that's a good point. The fighting of every bracha by the chuppah. No?
No, in English, there's no word for a chuppah. Right? They say that.
In English, there's no word for a chuppah?
Because it's no relation. Because it's like the wrong cap on a bottle. There's no relation, so there's no.
You mean they don't have a word for it? You mean article doesn't have a word for it? You mean it's just
article?
Your wife?
No, there's no word in English for. I remember hearing this. There's no word in English for.
English is that?
Futonim.
I don't know. I know of a Chassan Kala now. The father will speak every Friday, and one of them asks the other one. I'm saying he mons the other one for a vote.
I guess he's the one with the money.
Yeah. He is.
But what do you do with my kasha that the Mishnah passes where they share a grandson?
What
is the Mishnah? It says Shlishi, but so if they have a grandson, the grandsons can say Eidus on either of the grandfathers.
True, but the Mishnah doesn't pass
on them. No, so if he can't say Eidus on the grandfather, that means the grandfather can say Eidus on him, and also apostles, what?
So Gash, Rabbi Yechazam Yekala Ben Reuven Shnasav Hashemim La Niskav Reuven Hashemim. Because Reuven Hashemim don't get related to that. Shein Lahez Azeb Chaleidus. Lahemim Meshul Benayish Niskav Reuven Hashemim Nipsal Reuven Hashemim. Because the son became like Dam Reuven Hashemim Adadi Al Kachal Dana Kamigub Hashemim. Interesting mashal like out of the box. Okay. Zot Yimayo Amar Abba Vachano.
Huh? Because they're together.
Right, they're together, but they have no shaykh. Okay, yeah. Oh, we see that's the Matzias.
They blow apart whenever they don't see.
Amr Abba Bechan. Made Adam Ishtay Arusa. The person's made for his wife who's a kala to him. Now, not only a kala, it's a mer de gazach. Not only a kala, Amoldi was Erison. He was real Kedushin. And still, you could be made, you have no negiyas to her. Can you imagine?
Wow.
They didn't date too much.
Huh? Why he's gonna get when they get married he's gonna get her nechasim
the minister. Lo yamro an ella fuki mina, just to go kit ella chayfer. I will do lo to help her out. Lo mehem because over there he has the keys.
And Dina Mammon is probably also.
Yeah. Yeah. And my lo no lo shna la fuki lo shna yuli lo mehem. My argues and says no he's not mehem. My daiter, what did you think that you're not considering a car? Why did you think that he's taken out of Karev? Because Abchir B'Yam Shmedula says, Ishtay Arusa, le'aynan, you don't become aynan to her. She dies, you don't become aynan. Le'metamela, you can't be metamela to her. Le'cheini, me'kayin. Le'cheini, le'aynanes.
Not mechuyiv.
Yeah, ve'le'metamela. She is not aynanes to him if he dies. Le'metamela, meisa. If she dies, ain't a yarisha, you're not yarisha. Meisu, if he dies, Gevik Sivasa is talking about that you write Exubim and Eis, and only when you write Exubim and Eis. So that's why you thought that you can, so you could say, hey, so you see, not related, you know. No. So the Gemara says, no, it's not similar. This is called relation. You're not related. It's because you have Achmanis, and you're Eidus, and now let's say because you have Achmanis. As much as you're not related, but connected you are, that's why, you all know the famous of Yankov Kamenetsky, right, that says that you should not meet too much a chas and kala because Metzius, you're not related. The only reason why you don't see a psil in someone is only because Ishtek Yigufay. The same way you don't see a psil in your left hand, your right hand doesn't see a psil in your left hand. So Mela, a husband is not supposed to see, Mumum and his wife, right? But by chas and kala, the Metzius, you're not related, you're not Sheira. So you'll see Mum, as much as you think you won't, we don't understand it, but the Matzias is you'll see the Mum, and once you see it, once you get married, it'll grow with you, and you won't be able to get out of it.
That's what I have a meaning, that they don't, the chas and kala don't see each other when close to marriage.
No, it's something else. It's because she can't be first, neither. So I'm saying, but here back in Kamenetsky, it's a Matzias, it's a Gemara. She'eira. You're not related. You are not related.
She's Mizana, she had skila now.
I thought the whole thing was because of psukim, not so if you're a kohen or not a kohen, not just because of kuvi died. And we have psukim that tells that. If it was just a svar, we wouldn't have.
You mean anything? Yeah, but see, I have a, you see, it's not a pasuk. It's given a geese. Not just all psukim.
Which one?
I have a, your friend.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. So it's a moed de gazach. I mean, we can't believe it, you know, for Ked. That's the time that it's easy. That's the time when it's good chas and kala, big deal. And then rocky things start happening when you get mad.
It's true. It's true.
That's what
I'm saying. It's true.
No, not even so much the before, the after. Like, once you're married, you do see less pagan, right? You know?
Yeah. If you saw it before, that's his chiddush. Once you saw it before, it's always going to be by you, and it's going to be hard to get rid of it.
But Erison doesn't help.
Erison doesn't help, right? So it's almost so.
So Mechatanam are not going to be dating.
Oh, Mechatanam is gone. That's a long gone.
I know, they obviously don't deny
it. No. Interesting, yeah. So the Mara Chayga Levadi, the Mishnah said, Chayga is a stepson, him himself, and not his children. Right? All the other cases in the Mishnah, we said, Hein Ubnei and Ubnei Seh, Ubechasne, them with the children, the uncles with the children, and the son-in-laws. Here, Chayga is only himself. So Gemara Beisi, Tanei Abana Chayga Levadai, Beisi Amegisa. Beisi Amegisa, Gemara is going to explain. So your brother-in-law also, your wife's sister's husband. Tanei Yidach Gisa Levadai, by your brother-in-law, it's himself, not the children. Chayga. So Gemara, my comment, what do we come to say? Ilai Malacha comment, this is what we come to say, Chayga Levadai. his son-in-law himself who had in the Gisa, and so too Gisa by your brother-in-law by himself and not his children. But also Rabbi Yisrael, man, Rabbi Yisrael comes to say Gisa levada who had in the Chagah. He's saying the same thing. He's just saying it the other way, that Gisa by itself and who had in the Chagah by itself. And the Masnisa in the Ketani, the Mishnah that says Gisa who b'nai v'chaisnai by Gisa the brother-in-law, it's his children and also his son-in-law's mani lo yabudu b'lo yabayisi. It doesn't come like anyone, because everyone over here agrees that it's
Gisa, the Gisa
is only himself and not his children. This is what I mean to say. Chayga levadai, chayga by itself, the Tanakhama, that's Rabbi Yehuda saying, chayga levadai, but Gisai, hu ubnai v'chasna. Him and his children, your brother-in-law with his children. V'as Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Gisai levadai, aval chayga hu ubnai v'chasna. Everyone agrees that one of them have the children also. The shayla is one of them don't. Which one doesn't? Either it's Gisai that doesn't have the children, or it's chayga that doesn't have the children. Aval Gisai hu ubnai v'chasna. V'as Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Gisai levadai, aval chayga. This is what it says. This is what it says. We learned this yesterday, that there are 8 avos in the Mishnah, which means 24 with the children and the son-in-laws.
Because
there's 8 and 8, so that's 3 times 8 is 24. Command. So now it comes out. He's not saying not like a basic like Yehuda, because really the Mishnah says 10. If you count the Mishnah. And just Chargai is him himself without his children. So now, but if you tell me Gisa is with children, so Chargai is with children, so you really have 9. You have 9 in the Mishnah. If you have 9 in the Mishnah, so it doesn't add up to 24. 9 times 3 is not going to be 24. Ella Hachikam. So this is what it means to say. Chargai levada, aval Gisa hu ibnai chasa. Rabbi Yehuda says Chargai is by himself, but Gisa is with the children. He has 9. But also, Rabbi Yisrael Meiman, Gisai Levad, Gisai is himself. The Kalshken Chagai, Kalshken Chagai, so it comes out, Umas Nisin, Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Braise is Rabbi Yisrael. Braise of Rabbi that says only 8, that's going like Rabbi Yisrael that says Sai Gisai, and Sai Chagai is Levadai. So maybe when Rabbi Yisrael said, the Braise of Rabbi Yisrael said 8, is going like Rabbi Yisrael. And the Mishnah that said that said only Chargai is Levadai, that's going like a Yehuda, which Yehuda said there's only one, which is Levadai, which is Chargai. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yisi, Halacha is like Rabbi Yisi. Now there's 2 Rabbi Yisis. There's 1 Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah. There's 1 Rabbi Yisi in the Braisa. Here we just said Rabbi Yisi in the Braisa that Gisai and Chargai are Levadai, and we had Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah later on, which said. What was the base in the Mishnah?
He said Gisoy.
No, Gisoy was a base. Halach kebes, he's a Rashi. Kesak da kebes, the Masis in the Loi Pasol, ala Kari, Vayroi, Liyash. The Gisa and the Roi, Liyash. So there are 2 Rabbi Yisis. There's 1 Rabbi Yisi, which says that what we just learned, Gisa Levad and Chagat Levad, then there's another Rabbi Yisi that says that Gisa is not possible Lechlau, because
if his wife is his
no,
sister.
your wife's sister's husband. It's not really yours. Zokti Gemara. So we're saying we thought that was the case. So Zokti Gemara, who matanta da v'chsima la tre gisi? There was a matana that was written on a shtar, and 2 brothers were signing it. So Rabbi Yisrael lachshuya. So Rabbi Yisrael wanted to make sure that Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel loch Rabbi Yisrael that brother-in-laws aren't craving because they don't yash from each other. Why do you think it's going based in the Mishnah? The Ma'abiyasi, the Braisa, the Pasal Begisa, maybe it's Abiyasi in the Braisa. The Pasal's Gisa, he holds the children out, but the Gisa, yeah. The Ma'alai Sakadaita. No, the Amma Shmuel, you're going to know Pinchas. Me and Pinchas, Shmuel and Pinchas, they have an Achi Begisi. They were brothers and brother in laws. They married sisters. Abba Gisi the Alma. But Stam brother-in-law shepherd them, so you see that he held that brother-in-laws aren't craving to say, hey, there's no problem. No, maybe he didn't mean Al's brothers. Maybe he meant Al's Gisa, and you see that Gisa maybe is really awesome. Amalais, he said, okay, he's trying to get rid of Zil Kanye, Edom Assyria. Go and be kind with Edom Assyria. What's Edom Assyria? That you're not using the Edom that are signed on the shtar. It's Edom that saw the transferring of the shtar. The Messiah Kabbalah and the Holy Kabbalah is that any Messiah Karti. You all know the Gemara and Git. The Gemara and Maida Balaz and Messiah Mitaika Shul Pasal. You all know the Gemara and Git that even though you could rely on Edom Messiah, but if the Edom and the Shtar were signed and they're not good Edom, it's possible even though it's Messiah Mitaika. It's not good within itself. The Gemara and Maida Zil Gola Shafki, they're not letting me, they're sinner love, they're not letting me give it to you. I'm trying to help you out to give it to you and they're not letting me because it's signed. Which is Rabbi Yehuda, that a fellow Mesa Bita, the Eshe Bonim and a Charga, your Aiden, that your daughter died, but once they had children, you're still considered related. The Lach is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Some learned to have a mechanic that said, Allah is not going to be on this. It says, Uvasa al-Kainim al-Avim al-Shavit Shia b'yamahim. Come to the Dayanim that are living today. Could you go to someone that's not alive today? Is it sad that someone that's not alive could pass them? Al-Azesha Yikav in Israachek. He's talking about someone that it was a Kav. And then he was in Israachek. Then you could go to him. That once your son-in-law was nisrachek, you could go to him. Bnei Chamud Marukva, the children of Chamud Marukva, Kraivim, they were Kraivim nisrachtu, because the daughter-in-law, the daughter died. Look, Rashi. No, it was talking about Shemesa Achaisam Eshas Marukva. The sister, the wife of Marukva, died. I've also come to the dinas. They came to the dinas. Amalo. Once we were related, and the children over here are possible. I'm like, my dad, what you all like, Rabbi Yehuda, that the children are Makaravas. Anan, my sinon, Nigatam, and my Rava. I'll bring you a paper from my Rava. The Ainalak, Rabbi Yehuda, that my Rava, we pass an alak, Rabbi Yehuda. I'm alu, Atu, Bikaba, the Kir, back, Nabachu. Are we connected with the Rashi says, Bikav, Shel Shava, with the Kav of wax? We're not. I'm not saying being gedayin. Nochama. Atu bekava the kine back luchu the loy kamina psulun luchu ledina elamishum the loy sai sin ledina. I know you're not going to listen to the din, so therefore I don't want to say I don't want to be gedayin. Has nothing to do with this halacha that we pass on kibud. We don't pass on kibud. This time you're tough people and they don't want to have anything to do with you.
What's that?